Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Joining me now from the Fight for 15 is Lelina Germany. Lelina, welcome to Union Edge.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm sorry, I kind of don't have my voice.
Well, that's probably because you were yelling yesterday, huh?
Yes, we were surprised that bit. Even describe it.
We actually had people out in the field, but let me, as genteelly as I can, I'm going to ask you some questions, and please don't hurt yourself in the process. you work here in the greater Pittsburgh area in one of the big box fast food stores, okay? How long have you been involved with the Fight for 15?
Well, I've been involved with Fight for 15 for a little bit over a year. I got started probably a month ago last year. He walked in my store and he asked a simple question.
Okay, Lelina, we're losing you a little bit. I don't know if she's on. There we go. Much better. Much better now. Here's what I'd like to do. You've been active for about a year or so, and that's a wonderful thing, and we're excited for you. Talk to me about yesterday's events. What did you see? What did you hear?
What I want to say first is I'm so proud because we worked so hard to get so many people on the street yesterday, and it was
we're losing her again. All right. Hey, listen, Lelina, we're losing you on this. I want to get you back. I want to talk to you. We're going to try and call you right back and see if that improves the signal. In the meantime, I'm going to tap dance. No. Folks, what I'm trying to do here with Lelina is show just how important this is to the people. Okay? How important it is to the people. A little respect on the job. Not huge money by any stretch of the imagination, but some decent money so they can stand on their own. So they can pay their medical bills, so they can pay their rent, so they can pay for food. These kinds of things. They're not asking for $50,000 a year. They're not being unreasonable. They're not being disrespectful. They're trying to improve their lot in life. Why is that wrong? It's not. They deserve to be treated with respect, and they're not being treated with respect. You know, it's unfortunate. And I'm not sure if we're going to get her back or not, but we'll continue on with this. I mean, this is a struggle that has gone on a number of times here in the United States. And those people that will say, we got her back. We got Lelina back. Lelina, how are you?
Good. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, No, you're fine. You're fine. Don't worry about it. It happens. It's radio. It's part of the magic, right? So
yeah.
Here's what I'm trying to explain to people, okay? I've been an organizer, and I know what it's like to look in a young lady's face like yourself and say, hey, you know what? Do you have rights on the job? Is your job fair? And they look at you, and they go, no, it's not. Do you want it to be fair? Yes, I do. Are you willing to work for it? Yes, I am. Okay, there you go. I mean, Why is it that you are doing these things? What is the benefit to you? What's the benefit to your family and your community?
Well, the benefits that we get, first I'm doing this because, you know, a lot of young women like myself have
been unable to take care of their children the way they need to, or even keep their children. In my case, I had lost my son to adoption. I still get to see him. But it's because we didn't have the financial means to do what we can for them. And, you know, if we get this 15 in the union, not only will we be financially stable, we'll have health benefits, we'll have child care benefits, you know, we'll have transportation. A lot of stress and worries would be gone. And that's one of the biggest things I would say, that everybody would benefit from stress, less stress. You know, people wouldn't have to worry about which bill they would have to pay. You know, a lot of these young men are out here and they're being sued, you know, for child support and things like that, and they're working so hard. You know, after working and having their money taken away, these young men can't even afford to keep their own homes for themselves, so they're still with their mom. So, you know, a lot of people benefit in a lot of different ways.
This is frustrating for me for a number of different reasons, that you're working. How many hours a week do you work?
Most times it varies between 25 and 30 hours a week, but sometimes I push 30 to 35 hours a week.
How come they won't let you work a full 40 hour a week?
Well, most workers try not to do the overtime because the bosses, they adjust our time schedules. So if you do work over the 40 hours, you're not getting paid for it. Because they say they're trying to work on your labor, but they don't tell you that when you're working and you do the 40 hours and you don't see it. So, you know, I know.
Loleen, let me ask you a question. Are you saying that you work overtime and you don't get paid for it?
Yes, it's happened to me.
Well, there you go. I'm sorry. You work. You work overtime and you don't get paid for the overtime.
Yes, that's how you work and you don't get paid for it.
They're stealing from you. You know, what would happen if you were to steal from your employer?
If you were to even to take a cookie or a biscuit, you would be considered stealing and they qualify for terms of termination.
Okay. All right. It's okay that they steal from your paycheck. But if you steal a biscuit, they're going to fire you.
Yes.
And if you try and go to work for somebody else and they call up your old boss, what do you think they're going to say?
She was stealing. But yeah. They wouldn't tell them that they were stealing from us.
Right. Okay. Loleen, yeah. I got to tell you, this you have just boiled this down into a very clear, succinct, everybody should get it, and if they don't get it, they don't want it. Okay?
Yeah, we're going to keep fighting until we get it, and that's exactly right. Like, if you're not out there fighting with us and supporting this movement and letting your bosses know, or even if you're not, you know, working in fast food, there's healthcare workers, there's workers everywhere in this city who is fighting for this. And who deserves it? And if you're not fighting with us and want to stand with us, then you're letting these corporates know it's okay to do that to you. And it's not, because I'm sure you have family and you have friends. And there are people who you know that are out there struggling who need this.
Well, there you go. And I got to tell you, Loleen, it's you got a lot of friends out there. You probably have more friends out there than you realize. And my heart goes out to you. I've got your back, and I know everybody else here has got your back.
Thank you. And that's putting the biggest smile on my face. Like, thank you.
And we got to get you in studio sometime after you're feeling a little bit better and you get your voice back. So you could keep telling truth to power.
Yes, unless they call anytime, I will be there. Just keep letting the people know, 5:15, we're here to stay, we're going to get it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And listen, Lily, we're going to get going, the Lean Germany, the Fight for 15, folks. Boss walks off of your paycheck, but if you walk off of the biscuit, you're done. That's not how it goes in this country. I'm sorry. And anybody who approves of that should be ashamed of themselves. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge.